time.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Tis movie lines.
Sure is, little Lansy. Hello, mate.
Hey.
Welcome back. Very simple. Albie will play us a scene from a film. We're just going to work out what that movie is. 2 points if we get it on our own. 1 point if we need one of Al's hastily cobbled together and often forgotten.
No, I've done research
clues
on these today, I have the clues.
He's done the hard yards.
It's 30-19, 1st-50.
Okay.
It's in your favour at the moment.
Look, it could change very, very quickly, though. Lansy, ladies first as always.
Are you feeling lucky?
Punk.
No, okay. But I hope I am.
See, movie lines. See how it all comes in together?
All right, let's see how you go with this.
The monster has her under his spell. If I didn't know better, I'd say she even cared for him.
He's not a monster, Gaston. You are.
That is Beauty and the Beast, the most recent version, because that was Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
As in Hermione from Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
She remake of the Belle. Animated movie, Beauty and the Beast.
And that's a nice story, I reckon, for young people, is that it doesn't matter how ugly you are, if you're rich, girls will like you. That's basically what Beauty and the Beast is. He was a monster, but because he had a massive house, she went, rightio, let's
and, like,
do this.
Put her in a... She was, like, locked up.
Yeah, it's actually like a creepy story when you think about it. It's basically Stockholm Syndrome is what that is. He locked her up. She went, rightio, I'm in love with you. You've got a nice house and dancing furniture. Let's do this. Cue beautiful song.
All of these movies, I'll let you know, are from 2017 today.
Okay.
See how you go with your first one.
As we are snowbound, I have elected to take the case and find for my friend Monsieur Book the criminal.
And why you?
My name is Hercule Poirot, and I am probably the greatest detective in the world.
That's Sir Kenneth Branagh playing, as he said, the Hercule Poirot, the detective. They say he's the star of the movie, but I think the moustache he was sporting
it was
in
a
that
good
movie, I think he actually got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, if memory serves. Is that Murder on the Orient Express? Have you seen that one, Lansy?
I have, and plot twist. I'd never heard of the, like, I knew it was a really famous book, but I'd never actually read it or heard of what the plot was. So I went into the movie, and I was like, well done.
It's Agatha Christie, isn't it?
Yes.
That is the fourth screen adaptation of that story.
And I think Death on the Nile is coming out. It was one of those movies that got delayed by COVID, but I think, like, Gal Gadot and a whole gaggle of famous, beautiful people are in that one, I think.
Is that another Agatha Christie?
It looks like the next Hercule Poirot story.
Oh.
Good opening, guys. Both got 2 points. Your second movie, Alani.
Look at him! He wears a suit.
I know. Isn't it cute? He's like a little man.
He carries a briefcase. Does no one else think that's, a little freaky?
Steal if needed.
Oh, is that, Boss Baby?
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
My boy Digby loves that movie.
So
and there's
random.
A TV show as well. And I'll often hear him watching it. It's very, very funny.
It's funny when you're not in the realm of watching kids' movies because you have kids or, you know, are a kid. But, yeah, hearing premises of them just and having no connection, be like, why would that ever be good? And then you watch it, you're like, oh, fantastic.
I remember taking Digs to the movies to see it. I hadn't seen a preview, but all I needed to know is that there's a talking baby played by Alec Baldwin. I'm in. Tickets, please.
All right, let's see if you can stay in the hunt with this one.
Hey, Mitch, what happened to that last pretty boy recruit we had?
He died.
What is this, lifeguard hazing? I'm Matt Brody. I hold the world record in the 200 meter.
Hey!
Matt Brody,
yes, absolutely. And we still
don't give up.
Oh, that's our man, The Rock. We've already talked about him this afternoon in Baywatch.
Baywatch the movie.
And was Matt Brody, were they talking about Zac Efron's
Zac
character,
Efron
I think?
Was the character that he was referring to, yeah.
It's actually quite a funny movie because they, like, the whole time they're almost winking at the screen like, this is dumb, right?
It got panned though, didn't it?
Because I think people took it the wrong way. I think they were sort of going, like, the Fast and the Furious movies think they're doing Shakespeare. Making that, they knew, this is super dumb. This is a movie version of the dumbest TV show ever. Just enjoy the journey with us.
Yeah.
And I think enough people got that. If you watch it, just kind of chilled out, maybe with a couple of cocktails in you. It's very funny.
It did look funny.
Have you not seen it?
No, I haven't seen
it. Oh, you'd love it. It's a lot of slapstick. You'd love it.
Right up my alley. All right. It's time for this.
Bonus round.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's for all. This is a real tiebreaker.
Oh, it really is. We don't have a genuine tiebreaker very often.
No.
It's exciting.
And this one will go, so let's see how quick you are on this one.
Why what? Say it.
Why did you kill
Nugget. Me? It's one of the Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Just crunch the numbers here. You said 2017.
I did say 2017.
So that's the middle crap one of the new ones. That is Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, yes.
God, it was terrible. So disappointing.
Again, it got the critics, even some Star Wars fanatics didn't really like it.
I am one of those.
I like them.
Did you like the new ones?
Yeah, and I liked Rogue One as well.
Rogue One's awesome. Rogue One's a bit underrated, I reckon. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen any of these, Harry?
No, but has the trilogy of those, that set of Star Wars movies all...
Yeah, it's all done.
All done.
It's all done. The 7th, 8th and 9th movies, yeah.
A 6-4 victory to Nugget today.
Huzzah.
So overall tally now is 36-23, first to 50.
I feel dirty because I hate the fact that I won off the back of that terrible movie.
Yeah.
I would rather that movie had never been made and I not had that question. In the words of Sher, if I could turn back
time. It's done now. You can't turn back
time. Nothing we can do about it now, unfortunately. Lanzi, we'll see you tomorrow for Theme Weavers.
See you then.